Good morning. 6:34. Yeah, 6:34 a.m. It is a Friday, July the 31st. 2026, blue sky morning, high plains, east of the Rocky Mountains, yada, yada, yada. Good morning. So, yesterday was a 3-day. Today is a 1-day. Tomorrow will be a 1-day. And, I'm walking. Glucose says walk. So, here I am. Come on. The other way. Lady stopped in the middle of the street. Yes, I have the right of way. Yes, I yielded the right of way. Now take it, get out of my way. Snappity snap snap. So, yeah, I'm not sure exactly what happened. On what was it? Today's Friday, Thursday. It would have been Wednesday. But I got back, and there was nothing. It was almost. I kind of hate to admit it, but it's almost like I got everything all set up and then didn't turn the microphone on. Didn't turn the recorder on. And it's going now. 2:22. It's a lovely cool morning. I think it's like 69 or 70. Maybe 71. I got awakened early, like 4:30, which was fine. I was ready to get up, so I got up. I did what I needed to do, had some breakfast. I hope this breakfast is a little more glucose friendly than the last few have been. So I'm still playing No Man's Sky. I'm keeping two saves going. Only one of them is really actively playing. I'm still trying to put together why the achievements didn't show up or aren't showing up. I haven't had one show up for a while, and I suspect it's because I haven't had one in a while. I haven't broken past on foot exploration or anything like that. I've already got the max. Amount. The highest title and a whole bunch of things. Jeez, I worked up a sweat. And I finished reading Soldier's Life. I don't know if I mentioned that earlier. I started reading the next book in Wandering Inn. This one felt pretty seamless. I just sort of fell into it. It's been a couple of them. It's like maybe I waited too long between books, or the opening wasn't as welcoming as this one certainly is. It's like, oh yeah, okay. Picked up a few more. I had to I turned in some of my points, all of the points I got on Double Points Day. I had quite a stack of them, so I turned in some points and picked up the next in the Portal to Nova Roma series. Should be fun. And I sort of hesitate to mention it because I don't want to spoil it. I don't want to like talking about it will ruin it. But I've been spending some time each day with Roger and Shackelford House. And it's not a lot of time, but it's some time. And the beauty of it is that it seems like I'm having to make a decision, almost, not quite, but close. I'm having to make a decision between, am I going to play more of No Man's Sky, doing the same thing over and over again, or am I going to go work with Roger for a bit? And going to work with Roger for a bit. Compared to doing the same old thing for the 28th time today, it's a pretty good... You know, I get my settlement settled. I get them moving along toward doing what they need to do. I get my frigates out on their missions. And the only thing left to do is build up the freighter's capability, which comes along rather quickly once you learn a couple of tricks. I need to still have a few modules that I need to add. I'm running into problems with lithium, of all things. I need to find... I think the problem is that I need to outfit the submarine so that I can go diving for lithium in ocean planets. Oh my God. You can probably hear the woof woof. Okay, she's gonna cross the street. Woof woof woof. morning. Morning, doggy. Got a little porthole. Literally a glass, or probably plastic, window. Like half a sphere. On the outside of the fence, he can stick his nose in it and bark. That's adorable. I've seen it before. It's the first time I've seen the dog actually use it that way. I've seen it there, and I thought, oh, okay, that's fine. That's interesting. But dog is in it now. He's having a good time. There was a dog walking by. There was a couple walking by. There were people to bark at, things to do. Happy dog. So we got the home repairs taken care of. That was the other thing that I had to do this week. We got, I've mentioned it before, we lost some of the flashing around the corners of the siding. And it wasn't, it's not like it's a lot. It's not like it's a big exposure. But it's right up there in the side of the chimney. That gets all of the rain and snow and everything else slathered on. And the last thing I wanted was for the water to get in there and start rotting away the wood in the chimney and then have it continue rotting through the house. Oh, this lady with the dog is going to be a problem. Good morning. And good morning to you, too. Coming up on and get ready. Stay with me. Monk post. Oh, I snuck that in. There's a lot of people out walking this morning. Kind of surprised I didn't see the coach. Well, I'm not back yet, so I might see him before I'm done. This is usually about the time I see him, too. But yeah, this is a bonus day for the month. I'm going to have to walk 3 days in a row, but I'm really interested to see what this does for my glucose numbers. Walking before breakfast, then eating breakfast, and then 2 hours later, taking my glucose readings. That was not working out real well. I suspect, because breakfast had, I have drawn back the quantity of food substantially. I was already not eating very much in the evening. My dinner portions are really quite small. Oh, interesting. I saw that lady. I just looked up the cul-de-sac here and this lady walking along. I saw her going into the cul-de-sac from the other side. Anyway, breakfast has, for a long time, been peanut butter toast and Chex and berries, which isn't a terrible amount, but the Chex have a fair amount of sugar in them, so not a lot, but a fair amount. Okay, I wonder what they're going to do with that rock. That looks like decorative rock to me. A couple of big ones. I'm not sure I could lift any of them. And so when I started measuring glucose 4 or 5 times a day, I figured, all right, we'll shuck those. We'll get that out of the way. But the peanut butter toast still seems to be a problem, in that 2 hours after I have it, glucose readings are really, really too high, or above 250. And I was having a tortilla wrap. I was just, whatever was left over in the fridge, I turned it into a burrito. But the tortilla seems to be a bit of a problem as well. So I need to cut back on bread and bread products, which is hurting my soul. Oh, he's got a new dog. You have a new friend? You have a new friend?
What's that?
Do you have a new friend? Have to look at Triscuits. Triscuits, on a gram basis, there's more protein per gram in low-fat cheese, just like there is in Greek yogurt. Ironically, low-fat Greek yogurt has more carbs. I don't know how that works, but the glycemic index for low-fat Greek yogurt is a couple of points higher than just full-fat Greek yogurt. I don't quite see. I don't know how that works. Maybe I read the chart wrong. Get your truck out of the way, fucker. We got old men walking here. Jesus, that guy's bundled up. Big hat, long sleeve shirt, gloves. You can't say as I really blame him. West Nile is still around here. I've had West Nile virus, so I'm unlikely to get it again. Pretty distant second, but you know, and you're only sick for a couple of 3 weeks as opposed to a couple 3 months. That's a bit of a difference. Anyway, I had my hearing checked. That was the other thing. Yesterday was a busy day. It was busy, busy, busy. I had a guy come to do the spot painting. He didn't have the paint or the brush he needed when he was here putting the flashing on the other day. But he came back and took care of that for me yesterday. And I went over and saw Dr. Tubbs and got my hearing checked, my hearing aids cleaned and upgraded and updated, I guess is the correct term. Got the software tweaked. So yesterday was really a pretty busy day, and especially in the morning. It was like, geez, I didn't get back until, I had to go to the grocery store after that. I didn't get back until almost noon, almost lunchtime. As a result, I did not get my after breakfast glucose reading yesterday, which kind of skewed things up a little bit. Almost home. I'm glad I got out when I did. I can feel when I walk through a patch of sunlight, I can feel the difference in heat. It's going to be another hot one, I'm afraid. But the house is buttoned up. The air conditioner's been conditioned. You got a pantry full of food. Got a game to play, a book to write, a book to read. I don't know what else I could ask for. Be that as it may, I am at the back gate. Tomorrow's another day. And yeah, it's another one day. With any luck at all. I'll talk to you then.